Greetings from Las Vegas, where conference commissioners made plenty of news on day one of this year's Learfield Intercollegiate Athletics Forum. The SEC's Greg Sankey touched on the NCAA Constitution and possible CFP expansion. ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips told the audience that the unlegislated NIL landscape was not exactly what leaders in the college space had in mind. The Big 12's Bob Bowlsby, not surprisingly, said he was still searching for answers on Texas and Oklahoma's decision to bolt for the SEC. And the Pac-12's George Kliavkoff explained why he remains bullish on the alliance. For a full roundup of the commissioner's comments here in Las Vegas, go to sportsbusinessjournal.com. Good morning. It's Thursday, December 9th. This is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcore. NCAA President Mark Emmert said trust and collegiality within college athletics is suffering after the recent round of conference realignment and other developments within the industry. Emmert, speaking Wednesday at the Learfield Intercollegiate Athletics Forum, said relations between leagues and individuals are worse today than at any time during his 11-year tenure. He added that it's a problem for the industry when powerful people are criticizing each other in public and private. Emmert is hopeful that trust can begin to be repaired, especially with major developments around college sports, such as name, image, and likeness rules and a forthcoming NCAA Constitution. The NCAA's Constitution Committee on Monday released another draft of the document, which would further embrace NIL and focus on greater welfare for college athletes. Expansion of the college football playoff, when it will happen, and the number of teams it will end up at was a hot topic of discussion for conference commissioners here in Las Vegas on Wednesday. The ACC's Jim Phillips believes college football is still searching for the right model and number of teams for the CFP. Among his concerns, existing contracts, and what happens to the bowl system. The SEC's Greg Sankey doesn't regret coming out with a working plan for a 12-team model back in June, even though it's been hard to get that to the finish line since then. The Big 12's Bob Bowlsby said he wasn't a fan of a 12-team playoff, but has since come to believe that number would help the regular season. And while 12 seems to be the most reported number that the CFP will land on, Bowlsby said plenty of other options have been explored. 6, 8, 10, 16, even 24 teams. The University of Miami is set to hire Clemson's Dan Radakovich as its new athletic director. The hire is expected to be made official on Thursday and represents another big step in Miami's commitment to revamping its leadership after hiring former Hurricanes player Mario Cristobal away from Oregon as its new head football coach. Radakovich has served as athletic director at Clemson since 2012, overseeing a massive expansion in the program's budget, while the team played for the national title in football four times, winning twice. The Miami deal is expected to make Radakovich among the highest-paid athletic directors in the nation. Clemson deputy AD Graham Neff is a favorite to replace Radakovich at Clemson. Maryland Sports Properties, a Playfly sports property, has signed a multi-year partnership with PointsBet USA, the first sports betting partnership within the Big Ten. The deal will feature fan-facing, in-game, and campus activations in and around Maryland's Xfinity Center and Capital One Field at Maryland Stadium, in addition to problem gambling education to university staff, students, and fans. The partnership will also include a philanthropic component. In addition to in-arena activations and commercial assets, PointsBet will be featured across Maryland's digital channels and sports radio network broadcasts. PointsBet last year signed a 5-year sponsorship agreement with the University of Colorado via Learfield, the school's media rights holder. The partnership marked a first between a sports betting operator and an NCAA Division I athletics program. The city of Glendale, Arizona, yesterday informed the Coyotes that it intended to lock the team out of Gila River Arena on December 20th if all outstanding amounts the team owes the city and ASM Global, which manages the facility for the city, are not paid by then. The amount owed, according to the letter, is $1.3 million, including $250,000 to the city. Glendale City Manager Kevin Phelps said that there is also an unpaid balance from the 2020-2021 season that's due to ASM Global. The Coyotes, in a statement, said they plan to have all the bills paid by Thursday morning. The Angel Stadium sale to team owner Artie Moreno was declared illegal Wednesday by California's State Housing Agency, which gave the city of Anaheim 60 days to redo the deal or make the land available to interested bidders. That could put the city in the position of scrapping the deal and starting over, suing to pursue it, or paying almost $2 from every $3 in sale profits toward state fines. 2 years after celebrating an agreement that the Angels would remain in Anaheim through at least 2050, the city is now faced with the prospect that the deal might disappear, the parking lots could remain empty, and the team could leave town in 8 years. We'll end on a couple of programming notes. Former ESPN president Steve Borenstein is the featured guest on the latest episode of the Marshan and Aran Sports Media Podcast as he opines on how he sees the media business changing. The full episode can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Marshan and Aran also discussed ESPN's Manning Cast, Al Michaels and Darren Revell, in addition to diving into coming media rights negotiations for the Big Ten and MLS, and the state of sports radio. That's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Thursday. I hope everybody has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.